Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Masechet. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara with which we will be beginning is found two lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We have a geometric form with which we open up the Gemara, a diamond, but this diamond was already presented in our previous shiur, and you can see this halfway up the marked Daf in the outside margin. We have a Nosei and Mivneh heading, and we've indicated already that this lasts till Ches Amud Beis. We're dealing with a Pesach and Chatos, and our shiur today will begin with the issue of a Chatos, Minolan de Lishmo Me'ake. From where do we know, as that which the Mishnah taught, that a Chatos must be done Lishmo, and if it's not done Lishmo, it is Posel. As we analyze the Halacha just mentioned, we will be focusing on the individual avodos of the korban. We talk about shechita, kabbalah, zrika, and hoilacha. We'll talk about shinui kodesh, whereby there is a lo lishma or an attempt to change the identity of the korban. Namely, the korban is processed with another type of korban in mind, and then there's shinui bailim, where while the korban is being processed, the thought concerns not the owner, but someone else. That's called shinui bailim. As far as our markings are concerned, we will continue using the double underline to feature different maskonas, different conclusions that we arrive at along the way. And the advantage of having these phrases double underlined, we've noted in our comment above, is in order to keep a certain sense of order while going through this sugya that's characterized by a myriad of details. So now let's pick up with the Gemara's second line from the bottom of Zayin Beis, Chatos Minolon. From where do we know that a Chatos, if done shelo yishma, is posel? Dichtiv v'shochat oisa lechatos. From this pasuk we learn shitei shechita l'shem chatos, that the slaughtering must be done for the sake of it being a chatos. Ashkechon shechita. From here we find, as the pasuk itself says, slaughtering. Kabbalah minolan. From where do we know that the kabbalah sadam, the receipt of the blood in the receiving vessel, must be done with the chatos in mind? Dichtiv velokach akoyin midam hachatos. This word velokach, and he shall take from the blood, this is a loshon of kabbalah, shetehe kabbalah l'shem chatos. So we take tally of what we have: the ashkechon shechita, the kabbalah, zrika minalon. From where do we know zrika sadam should be lishma? The Yom Akra, the Chiper, Olav Hakoyin Mechatoso, Shete Kapora L'Shem Chatos. Kapora is the Zrika Sadam, the Iker Atonement. Kapora is a reference to atonement. The atonement one achieves through offering a korban is through the sprinkling of the blood. Ashkechon Shinui Kodesh. Up till now, we've been dealing with the issue of the korbans, the sacrifices' identity. Shinui Bailim Minolon. From where do we know that one is not allowed to attempt to alter the ownership? In other words, while processing the korban, one is to be focused on the true owner and not on someone else. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Olov. Olov Veloy Al Chavero. The word Olov is a limitation expression on him. The atonement is for him and not for someone else. Namely, it's for the owner and not for someone else. Ashkechon l'mitzvah. Up till now, we can conclude that the lishma is necessary as the right way to do things. That's the idea of mitzvah, means the proper way, the expected way. Le'akev minolan, from where do we know that if it's done shelo lishmo, it will cause ruination? Le'akev means it's a non-compromising factor. That if it is compromised, if it's changed, if one does practice shinui kodesh or shinui bailim, then it will ruin it. So from where do we know that? The Gemara, at this point, we have a triangle that appears, and we glance at the Mivneh heading on the side. Nisyonos linso mokor de lishmo ma'akev b'chatos. These are attempts to establish that lishmo is me'akev, namely that it is an uncompromising issue. Kide Omar Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua. Chatos chatosoi, as Rav Huna in a different location says, that we compare chatos to chatosoi. Chatoso is a chatos nozir. The Rashi points out chatoso v'chiper olov hakoyin mechatosoi midahavi le'limichtav mechatos uksiv vov yisera. From the fact that there's an extra vav in this word, instead of it saying chatos, it says chatosoi. The midrash bo l'shem bailim. It's here to darshan that it has to be done with the owner in mind. Chatoso being possessive, his chatos. So just like Rav Huna says that, makes that observation elsewhere. So hochanami, so too over here, chatos chatoso. We are going to emphasize the vav that happens to be written in the pasuk dealing with zrika. We saw that just a few lines up, where the pasuk said v'chiper olav hakoyin mechatosoi. Ashkechon mitzvah b'shinui kodesh uzrika. So far, we've seen that shinui kodesh is the proper thing to avoid. In other words, that you're supposed to concentrate on the correct identity. And that's on a mitzvah level. Zrika b'shinui bailim, as far as zrika is concerned, whether it be shinui with regard to shinui bailim, bailim mean the owner, bein la mitzvah, bein la akev, and that's a function of the fact that shinui bailim, we've learned already. As Rashi points out, by the star, you see the ikuv b'shinui ba'ilim, dahai mechatosoi b'zrika ksiv shikapora. The chatoso word, with the extra vav in it, is in the context of zrika. So we learn that there is a prohibition of shinui ba'ilim, not only on the mitzvah level, but even on the ma'akev level. We have to take into account, we have to tally up numerous more details. La'akev b'chol avoidois b'shinui kodesh u'b'sha'ar avoidois b'shinui bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akev min olan. With regard to the realm of shinui kodesh, we have to find a mokor for all the avoidois. With regard to shinui bailim, we have hardly scratched the surface with regard to that. Besides zrika, we haven't dealt with the realm of shinui bailim. Therefore, we have to seek out, regarding the other avodos, shinui bailim as a problem, whether it be on the mitzvah level and on the ma'akev level as well. So, minolon, from where are we going to know all of these points? A detail that we might point out that wasn't specified in our explanation till now, the Gemara mentioned that we have established by zrika not only the mitzvah, but also the akev. The mitzvah by the zrika was from the pasuk of v'chiper olov hakoyen mechatoso. The word olov was a reference to the issue of shinui bailim, And that was the moker for that it should be done on a mitzvah level. The proper way is without shinu bailim. And la'akev, we had a second moker for that. In other words, when you have two makoros for the same idea, so we know then that it is ma'akev. So shinui bailim on a mitzvah level we found from olav, and from the word chatoso, from the vav, we saw again a concern with shinui bailim, thereby establishing shinui bailim is me'akev when it comes to zrika. Now, but as we mentioned a moment ago, we still have to deal with the issue of shar avoidos in the realm of shinui kodesh. Within the realm of Shinui Kodesh, that by Shara Vodos, that it's Ma'akev. Let's be a little more accurate. Not Shara Vodos, with regard to all Avodos, within the realm of Shinui Kodesh, that it's Ma'akev. And in the realm of Shinui Bailim, besides Zrika, we haven't even established the mitzvah expectation, let alone the Ma'akev. Omar Rabbi Yonah. Asya mechatos nozir. We will learn from the chatos nozir. Dichtiv, v'hikriv hakoyim lifnei Hashem, v'oso es chatosoi v'es oiloso. A nozir brings several korbanos. He brings a chatos and an ola. And we're darshaning kamir shiyu kol asiyosov l'shem chatos. That all of the procedures should be done with the proper kedusha in mind, in other words, avoiding shinui kodesh, ashkechon shinui kodesh. So we have, at this point, then we can say we have found a mokor for other avodas, but for all the avodas with regard to shinui kodesh, and we can say that this is a mokor for it being me'akev. So as we mentioned before, since we already have makoros for shinui kodesh concerning the avodas, these were things you can, by scanning back on the upper part of the page, you can see the double underlines. We had ashkechon shchita, we dealt with kabbalah and zrika. Those were all issues of shinui kodesh by the avodas. If I now have another moker from the chatos nozir, I'm thereby going to say that we have it la'akev, that they're binding. Continuing in the Gemara, Shinui Bailim in Olan, from where do I know what I was looking for concerning Shinui Bailim? By Shinui Bailim we need, besides Zrika, we need Makoros, that it's that Sharavodos are Bain LeMitzvah and Bain LeAkev, because with regard to Shinui Bailim, we've, as we mentioned before, hardly scratched the surface. Omar Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua Chatos Chatosoi. This is by the Chatos Nozir, and we see the reference to the Vav meaning an issue of him, the owner, and we saw as well that by the Chatos Nozir just a moment ago, that all of the you call Asiyosov L'shem Chatos. So we see that all Avodos, all the other Avodos also must be done without a Shinui Bailim mindset. As we continue in the Gemara, we have a long question that is upon us. If you notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. This is a kushya, a long question, which lasts all of the lines of Gemara that are parallel to this vertical dashed line. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina focuses his question on Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Elo me'ato, according to you that focus on the vav in the word chatoso, oilas oiloso my darshis bay. Well, in the same pasuk we had the mention of the bringing of the chatos and the ola, and it said chatoso, and it also said It says you'll notice we have an arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, and if you scan up a few lines you'll see where this is coming from. So if you're darshaning the Vav in Chataso, my darsh is Bay. What are you going to darshan from the Oloso word, from the Vav in Oloso? We have a bracketed section which we'll skip initially. Vesu, and furthermore, mi gamri mehadodi. Can I learn other chatois from the chatas nozir? By virtue of the fact that there are fundamental differences between the chatas nozir and other chatos, I cannot really learn one from the other, and that will be the subject of the continuation of the Gemara after the brackets. Before we go further, let's now look at the bracketed section, and before we even learn that, we can just glance at the space to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. You see a dashed, dotted, vertical line. This is a bracket length indicator marking. If you just scan ahead a few lines, you'll see where the brackets ends, where they're closed, and you can find that by scanning down the length of this vertical dash dotted line and spotting the line opposite the end of this length marker, and you'll see the brackets closes. We also have a note on the inside margin, and we've written in Achrei HaSugrayim HaKushya Mamshicha. After the brackets, the question continues. B'Soich HaSugrayim HaGemora Makshe Al Ravina Umetaretzes. Within the brackets, the Gemara will pose a question to Ravino. Now, don't forget, Ravino was the one who was just speaking and asking his question on Rav Huna. But before the Gemara goes any further, it's going to ask now on Ravino himself. So let's see that. Ula Ravino, according to Ravino, that focuses on the vav in the that's attached to these words, chatoso and aloso. What about other psukim that you find? The word, for example, instead of minchas, it says minchoso, or instead of saying nesech, it says niskoi, my darshis behu. What do you learn from the possessive elements of those words? So, the answer to the question we're posing on Ravina is as follows. Hahu, the vavs that appear by minchoso and isko, miboya le, are needed for the following halacha. Before we read the halacha inside, let's just say in general, there are different korbanos that have accompanying offerings with them. For example, if one brings a shlomim, he brings along with it a mincha, which is a meal offering, a baked offering, and nisachim, a wine offering. When one brings the shlomim, what is the din as far as timing is concerned? When does he have to bring the mincha and the nesachim? So that's what the Gemara deals with right now. From the additional vav in those words, minchoso and niskoi, we learn minchoso v'niskeim v'alayla, that even though korbanos in general are not offered at night, the pasuk uses the word uvayom hakrivo, during the day one offers and not at night, but the mincha and nisachim that were dedicated as part of a korban, they can be brought on the night after the korban was brought. It can be brought during the nighttime. And furthermore, minchasim niskeim afilu lemochar. They don't even have to be brought on the same day that the basic korban is brought, the basic animal korban. The accompanying korban, the mincha and the nisachim, can be brought even the next day. Can even be brought many days later. So there is no question that has to be asked regarding the vav of minchoso or nisko. Ella oilasoi losoi my dashes poo. What do you do with the additional vav on the onto the word olas forming oloso? What is to be learned from that? So that's Ravina's question on Rav Huna Brev Yeshua, that if you're darshin chatoso, so what are you darshin from oloso? Vesu, and furthermore, mi gamri mehadodi. It would appear that it could be that this is Ravina himself is continuing his question, and or that the Gemara is certainly continuing the question. How can you even suggest to learn other chatois from the chatas nozir? don't forget that Rav Huna Rav Yeshua quoted a pasuk chataso from chatas nazir to learn from it to all the other chatos, that chatos in general, the lo lishmo is ma'akev. But how can I learn from the chatos nazir? And now the Gemara points out the differences between the chatos nazir and the standard chatos, which is referred to by the Shas using the term chatos chelev. But when you see the expression chatos chelev, you should know that's a reference to the standard korban chatos that one brings when he's over on avero that carries with it a penalty of kores. So the Gemara asks you, how can you learn one from the other? Chatos, chelev, mechatos, nazir, lo gomra. I cannot derive halachas of the standard chatos from a chatos nazir. Shekein yesh imo domim achirim. If you tell me, for example, by a chatos nazir that lishma is important, I'll tell you that might be true by a chatos nazir alone. Because a chatos nazir, when a nazir brings his korban, he doesn't bring just a korban chatas. He brings other korbanos as well. He brings an oila and a shlamim. So that maybe that creates a certain sense of stringency and severity and seriousness that is characteristic of the chatas nazir and not other chatos. So how can I learn restrictions from the chatas nazir to other chatois? Chatas nazir, mechatas chelev lo gomra. And I can't learn from a chatas chelev to a chatas nazir either. Shekein kores, a chatas chelev carries with it the severe penalty of kores, and as a result of that, it's more serious than a nazir. A nazir who violates his nazirus is not penalized by kores. The Rashi points out shekein kores mechaperes al chayve kores. That means that the chatas chelev atones for penalties or offenses that carry with it a penalty of kores. Alma lo gamri mehadodi. I can't learn one from the other. Mekiven de lo gamri mehadodi. And since one topic cannot be learned from the other, travayu le mitzvah itzderichu. The psukim that you find that insist on not being mishane, not say there should be no shinui bailim, each pasuk is needed for itself. Psukim that you found by the Chatos Chelev are needed to teach about it. And the Psukim you find by the Chatos Nazir are for it, and they cannot teach one onto the other. And as a result of that, I don't have any Mokar for Me'akev. Continuing in the Gemara, Elo Omar Rava. We have another triangle here. And as we pointed out in our key above, these are attempts to find a source that lishma is ma'akev by chatois. So Rava says, Asyo mechatas mitzora, I will learn from chatas mitzora, dechtiv, ve'oso hakoin es hachatos, shiu kol asiyosov l'shem chatos, that all of it shall be done without shinui kodesh. In other words, it should be focused mindset on the identity of the korban as a chatos, the ashkechon shinui kodesh. And with that, in addition to the sources we had at the top of the page, which indicated the problem of the shinui kodesh, here we have the chatos mitzora source, and we can thereby conclude that shinui kodesh is ma'akeb, because we have two sets of makoros. And as we said a few times already, when something is doubled, that indicates it's ma'akev. Shinui bailim in Olay, from where do we know shinui bailim for by sha'ar avodas? Omar kro v'chiper al hamitaher zeh velo al hamitaher chavero. The mitaher is the mitzora, the owner of the korban that needs his purification. So when it says al-hamitaher, it's a limitation on this one and not on someone else. Namely, there you cannot have in mind someone else. That's an issue of shinui bailim. So from here, then we would have our moker for shinui bailim, and I'm going to learn from the chatos mitzora to all other chatos. The Gemara asks, "Vakati mi yalfo mehadodi? How can you learn one from the other?" Chatos chelev mechatos mitzora lo yalfa. I can't learn a standard chatos from the way we deal with a chatos mitzora. Shekein geish imo adamim achirim. A mitzora, just like we mentioned earlier with regard to a nazir, a mitzora, when he brings korbanos, he doesn't bring an isolated korban. He brings a couple of korbanos when he is achieving his tara. So it could be that maybe the restrictions of lo lishma apply only to a chatos mitzora because of its added feature that other korbanos come along with it, and I wouldn't know from that to the realm of chatas chelev. Chatas mitzora may chatas chelev lo gomra, and likewise I could not learn the chatas mitzora from the chatas chelev shekein kores. Chatas chelev, if I point out that there are restrictions by the chatas chelev, that's because it's a serious matter. It has the power to atone for kores. But I don't know that I would apply restrictions to a lesser severe realm. So the Gemara goes on and says, Mechada lo asya. And to derive one from one other, that we see doesn't work. Tesi chada mitarti. In our discussion, we're dealing with three chatos. We have a chatas chelev, a chatas nozir, and a chatas mitzira. So in trying to determine what we're looking for, let me be able to derive one from stating two. We have to be a little more elaborate in our explanation by pointing out that the point of the Gemara right now is if in fact I can derive one from the other, and the Torah goes out of its way to state the halacha in both places, even though I could have derived one from the other, I thereby conclude that the fact that something is repeated, it shows that it's me'akev. And don't forget, we're looking for that aspect of things, that the shinui is, if one does it, he will ruin the korban. At this point, we said that I can't determine one from the other, therefore, we don't have an extra pasuk per se, but if I have three sources, and I say that it would have been sufficient for the halacha to be stated by two of the three sources, and the third point could have been derived automatically by comparison, and the Torah goes out of its way to write a third source, that will indicate that this issue is me'akev. Behei lo lichtov. Which one of the three korbanos that we just mentioned, the chatas chelev, chatas nozir, and chatas mitzora, which one could the Torah conceivably not have written it? And so at this point then, next few lines, you can see we've numbered off 1, 2, 3. We're going to analyze each one, which one was expendable, so to speak, and in the final analysis was written anyway, which would show us this issue of me'akev. Number one, lo lichtoiv rachmona b'chatos chelev. Let the Torah not write the issue of shinui by chatos chelev, v'teisei mehanoch, and let me derive chatos chelev from the nazir and mitzora. The Gemara says, no, that couldn't have been done. Ma lahanoch shekein yeshi moyem domim achirim. The nazir and mitzora have that added feature that in addition to the korban chatos each one brings, they bring other korbanos as well. Loi lichtoiv rachmona b'chatos nazir. Let the Torah not write the issue of shinui by the nazir, the teisei mehanoch, and let me derive it from finding a common denominator between the chelev and the mitzora. No, that too won't work. Ma lahanoch shekein ein lohen she'ela. Those, whether it be someone who ate chelev or someone who had become a mitzora, those are things that cannot be undone. Someone who accepted upon himself nazirus, that is something that could be undone by going to a Talmudic sage, a Torah scholar, and expressing his regrets of having accepted upon himself nazirus. That's what is meant by the term she'ela. He can have it undone. So being that it's something that can be undone, maybe the dinim of lishma are not so prominent. Loi lichtoiv rachmona b'chatos mitzora v'teisei mehanoch. let the Torah be silent with regard to the Metzorah and derive the Metzorah from Chelev and Nozir. No, that can't be done either. Ma'alahanach shekein ein bo'in bedalus. There's no fluctuating price allowance in the case of the Chatas Chelev and a Nozir. Ma'ashein kein, as opposed to the case of Metzorah. And being that we have this leniency with regard to Metzorah insofar as taking into account income level and thereby allowing him to buy a lesser priced korban, a lesser type korban chatos, maybe the dinim of lishma are not ma'akev by that. Therefore, we don't have an extra parsha. And if I don't have an extra parsha, I'm going to have to say that each one was written for its own sake, and I would only get to a mitzvah level of understanding, and I wouldn't have a source for something being ma'akev. Ella Omar Kroh. This is already a third approach in trying to find out how do I know that Lishma is Ma'akev. The Pasuk says, Zois Atira Lo'ilo Lemincha V'chulei. This Pasuk in Perek in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, lists a number of korbonos. If we just read the entire pasuk for a moment. It says, "Zois hatera lo'oilo lamincha velachatos velaosham velamiluim ulezevach hashlomim." Hikisho hakosuv lishlomim. All of these different korbanos are compared to a shlomim. Ma shlomim. Just like by a korban shlomim, bein shinui kodesh, bein shinui bailim, bo'inon lishmon lemitzvah, we require the korban shlomim to be processed lishma af chatos, and of course the issue of a shlomim has been proven already earlier on. So we are going to now compare the chatos to that. Af chatos bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim bo'inon lishmon lemitzvah. So too by chatos, I can assume from the fact that it's compared in the pasuk to shlomim that you have to be careful to do things lishma on a mitzvah level. Hilkoch mitzvah mishlomim. Therefore, the mitzvah level of chatos I can derive from shlomim. V'hanach kroy la'akev, and all of the psukim that we've seen above, whether it be by the Chatas Chelev, Chatas Mitzorah, Chatas Nozir, those are written, that those psukim that indicate Lishma, they're not there for mitzvah. They are there to teach me Ma'akev. The Ashkechon Chatas Chelev, Dechtiv Bo Lichatos. The Pasuk is quoted in Rashi at the bottom line, Ashkechon Chatas Chelev, Dechtiv Bo Lichatos, Vishochat Oiso Lichatos. Bistam chatos ksiv. Chatos, what about other chatos? Chatos davodis kekovim, udishmias hakol, ubitusosayim, betumas mitzvah shvekodoshav, the lo ksiv behu, minolon. Those are also korban chatos. It's written in Parshas. Chatas Avodis Kekovim is written in Parshas Shlach. It's not written together over here. And likewise, the Chatas of Shmias Koil is not included in the previous in this Parsha of Vayikra Zayin, Posuk Lamed Zayin. It's in a separate section. So these types of Chatos that one brings for Avodah Zorah or Shmias Koil, this is a situation where one denies under oath his knowledge of testimony, and in fact he does know testimony, so he's lying. And Bitui Sisayim is a person who took upon himself a vow and didn't fulfill it, or Tumas Mikdash Vekodoshav, entering the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumor, eating korbanos. That those are cases where one does bring a korban chatos. And in fact, the case of the Shmias Koil and the Bitui Sfasayim and Tumas Mikdash Vekodoshav, those are fluctuating price korbanos. So how do I know that Lishma is Ma'akev by them? once again, let's just repeat the point. These are unique korban chatos, and they are not included in the case where chatos was compared to a shlomim. So I have to have a separate mocker for these additional chatos that lishma is ma'akev. So the Gemara answers, Chatos Davidus Kechovim Asya Mechatos Chelev Shikain Kores Kamosa, that whatever we establish by Chatos Chelev will apply to a Chatos Davidus Kechovim as well, because they have in common the fact that both carry with them a Kores penalty if done bemezid. So that's enough grounds to enable us to continue a comparison. V'hanoch Kulhu Asyon B'mahatzad, all of the other korbonos, the other chatos that we mentioned, will be able to be derived through a tzad hashove, a common denominator, by focusing on a chatos chelev, chatos nozir, and chatos mitzora. I will then be able to derive, in other words, once I know that by those chatos, the chatos chelev, chatos nozir, and chatos mitzora, that the lishma is ma'akev, by comparing these other chatos, besides the chatos avodis kechovim, namely the shmias ko, bitus asayim, and tumas mikdash, I will be able to derive them as well. As far as how that is done, we can focus your attention to the Rashi that each one can learn on his own. So at this point in the Gemara, after laboring through all of these different sources and psukim, we've discovered that shinui kodesh and shinui bailim are ma'akev by the korban chatos and all of its variations. Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach bizmanoi, Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, lishmoi kosher shelo lishmo pasul, if it's shechted, if it's processed with the Pesach identity in mind, then it's okay. If it's done shelo lishmo, then it's ruined. U'b'sha'ari Mos Hashanah, let's say someone has a Korban Pesach, and he's not on the 14th of Nisan. That's not its time for being offered. Then, the opposite happens. Lishmo pasul, if someone takes a Korban Pesach in the middle of the year and shechs it as a Korban Pesach, that will ruin it. However, if he shechs it with a different Korban in mind, that's called Shaloi Lishmoi, kosher, then it's okay. Mino Hani Mili. From where do we know that B'Sha'ar Yemos HaShana Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher? Omar Avua de Shmuel, Omar Kro, V'im Min Atzon Korbono L'Zevach Shlomim Lashem. Dovor Habo Min Hatzon. What is something that comes exclusively from tzon? That's a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach comes from sheep or goats, which is labeled as tzon. And the Pasuk says, let it, the Korban Pesach, be Yehei Lezevah Shlomim, let it be a Shlomim. So from here we see that we have a Mokker for the Pesach converting into a Korban Shlomim. When does that happen? Well, that will happen B'Sha'ar Yemos HaShana, if a person shechs the Korban Pesach Shelo Lishmo. Let's take a look at the Rashi that's found at the lower part of the narrow lines. V'im min hatzon korbano v'chulei lav kro yisero kodorish ela mashmusa de kro mashmalei hochi. In other words, the pasuk that we darshan isn't because it's an extra pasuk, but rather the implication of the pasuk itself, from the words of the pasuk itself, this is derived. The im dovar habo min hatzon, dahinu pesach she'eno bo elo min hatzon, hoya korbano, if someone has a korban that comes only from tzon, which is a reference to Pesach, harehu lezevach shlomim. It will be brought as a shlomim. The al korchach shelo bizmano komar. It's you have to say that this is talking about a Pesach not on the 14th. The Bismano Hoyafin and Lei Liel the puzzle. Because if you were talking about a Pesach on the 14th, we've already proven on Daf Zayin Amid Beis that the Pesach Bismano has to be done Lishma. So here we're talking about Sharia Masashana, and we're talking about it, the Korban Pesach being brought as a Shlom. And so we see Pesach B'Sharia Masa Shona, Shalo Lishmoy is kosher. As we go on in the Gemara, you notice a number of diamonds that appear. This is explained on the outside margin under the Mivneh heading. You see a diamond, Amor is in quotation marks because the diamond will be highlighting that word. Hatzos Chilufios. These will all be alternative suggestions, alternatives to that which we've said. The Ema Shlomim in Midi Achrina Lo. Maybe the halacha is, and this is not true, but this is a suggestion, that a Korban Pesach, if done Shelo Lishmo, will be kosher only if it's shechted L'shem Shlomim. But if it were shechted, let us say, L'shem Ola, it would be Pasul. Omar Rabbi Ila, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, L'zevach, the Pasuk that we cited, L'zevach Shlomim, equals L'rabbi's Kol Zevach. Now this is an extra Pasuk, and it's therefore the extra word, L'zevach. We can therefore darshan it to include any zevach that one had in mind when one was shechting the Korban Pesach, any lo lishma kavona, the Pesach will be kosher. It will be kosher as a shlomim. Amar, maybe we should say lechol deshachet lei lehevei kamosa, that unlike what we said that whatever lo lishma you have in mind, it automatically, the Pesach automatically, the Shari Moshe Shana, becomes a shlomim. This suggestion is saying, no, that rather, whatever you had in mind, that is what it becomes. The Gemara says, rejects that. I havi kosiv lishlomim uzevach, ke de ko amris. If the words would have been ordered like that, then I would accept your suggestion that, and the implication there would be that it could be a shlomim, and the zevach could be any other zevach as well. Hashto dichtiv lezevach shlomim, it takes on a different meaning, rather, and it's as follows, which it equals, lechol deshachet le, whatever you are zoveach it as, shlomim lehevei, it will be a shlomim. Ema, why not say the following, lezevach equals klal, shlomim equals prat, klal uprat, ein bichlal elama shebeprat, shlomim in, midi achrina lo, namely, only if you shechted it as a shlomim will it be kosher. But if you shechted it as another zevach, it will be pasul. Based on this new suggestion of learning the pasuk as a klal uprat. Let's take a look at the Rashi. The Emo lezevach klal, amai dorish lahai zevach shlomim hochi. Why do you insist on darshaning zevach shlomim as we suggested above, that whatever you shecht it as, it becomes a shlomim? Derosh hachi, dovar habo min hatzon, yehei lechol hazvochim, klal, shekosher shelo lishmo, ki hodar kosav shlomim equals prat, shelo hichshartiv bakira shmoi, elim kein shochto lishlomim. Avo shochto l'shem zevach acher posel. Maybe this is how we should learn the pasuk that if you shecht a Pesach for as anything other than a shlomim, it will be posel. The Gemara answers, it's not a klal uprat structure. Lashem hodar v'kolal. The pasuk goes on to say Lashem in it. It's the pasuk said. Viminatzon karbono lezevach shlomim lashem. So, by the appearance of that extra word, or that constitutes a second klal. So the structure is really klal pratu klal, and therefore it's not as limited as was suggested in this last amal. The Gemara asks, now we have a new geometric form. This is pointed out on the side under the Mivneh heading. It's a ma'akav. It's an attempt to keep track. So what the narrow part of this trapezoid or volcano form facing upwards, these are kushios, these are questions. With the narrow, with it inverted, they will be answers, tshuvos. So as far as our learning is concerned, if you skim down, you'll see how it flips-flops, indicating a back-and-forth discussion. Maskif law, Rav Yankiv Narpakoid. Rav Yankiv asks on the answer we just had that suggested that the pasuk is a klal prat uklal structure. Ha lo domi klola basra la klola kama. There's a qualitative difference between the two general expressions in this pasuk. Klola kama, the first klal, the first general expression, marbi zvachim vesulo. It includes things that are shechted with a knife. That's what the term zvachim means. In other words, someone would have, he would be taking his Korban Pesach and having in mind some other type of sacrifice that's slaughtered, but no, nothing further than that. Kola basra lashem, what does that include? Kol de lashem, any kind of offering to God, afilu leofos, afilu lemenachos, where a person has ofos, we should point out, when they're slaughtered, they're not slaughtered with a knife in the Beis Hamikdash, so they don't come under the heading of zvachim. There's a different method of severing the neck simonim, and menachos are not slaughtered at all. Those are meal offerings. So how can you say that the pasuk is to be darshaned as a klal pratu klal when the first klal, the word lezevach, refers to only those things slaughtered with a knife, and the second klal, Lashem, includes many other items? The Gemara answers, the fact that it seems to be an imbalanced klal pratu klal doesn't bother us. Ha, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, this is according to the lines, this type of learning, of learning it as a klal pratu klal, we're doing this according to the school of Rabbi Shmuel. Bekloli uproti ki hai gavna dorish. We know that he darshans klal uprats of this nature. Klal uprat uklal. Yato don elokeina prat. Maha prat mefurashu shaloi lishmoi vikosher. Just like the prat, the word shlomim is an indication that this korban pesach is being done shalo lishmo and it's kosher. So we see from here that if a pesach is done l'shem shlomim, it's okay. Af kol shehu shelo lishmo v'kosher. So too, if one had in mind any other lo lishmo korban, the pesach shelo bizmano will be kosher, and it will be kosher. And it will also turn into a shlomim. I ma haprat mefurash dovar habo v'neder unedova. Af kol haba b'nei dava oilo shlomim in chatos v'osham lo. If you're going to look at this pasuk as a klal pratu klal, then I have to look at the nature of the prat, the nature of the example. The example is a shlomim. What is characteristic of a shlomim? It's something that comes as a voluntary type offering. Therefore, I would conclude, if I focus on that if I shecht a korban pesach b'shari mos hashana with a neder nedova type mindset, in other words, a korban that comes as a neder nedova, like an ola or a shlomim, then the pesach will be kosher. But let us say I shecht the korban pesach l'shem echatus or osham, then I would suggest that the korban pesach shalom bezmano will be pasul. Well, this question is all premised on the assumption that the pasuk is read as a klal prat uklal, and we have to conform to the rules of klal prat and klal. And the rules would say that that when focusing on the prat, I compare whatever expansion I want to do, it has to have
characteristics that are still similar to the prat. And it would come out then that Pesach b'shar yemos hashana, even though we say if it's done shelo lishmo, it's kosher. That's provided that the lo lishmo, the other thing that you have in mind, is similar to a shlomim. And that would include korban ola, for example, which is something that comes as a neder nedava. But if I shechted the Pesach b'shayimos hashana as a chatos or as an osham, these are korbanos that don't come b'neder u'nedava, maybe it would be possible. Ela, to get out of this, we say lezevach equals ribui hu. The method of learning this pasuk is not through klal, prat uklal, but rather through the ribui, and as such, I am able to include even more examples that go beyond that which is similar to the prat. As a result, I can say even if the Pesach b'shayimos hashana is shechted as an osham or as a chatos, it would still be kosher. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.